This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are joined by the representative from the campus clinic, Sister Mazibuko, is joining us. Sister, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate Iskatsako.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it indeed. Sexually transmitted infections. That is Kulma 2000 Angalalema Kaya. And Ukulma gwi audience yabantu vele who are very hyperactive abangalalema kaya, going out and about. We're not judging kubamnandi, it's just people living a youth yabo. But at some point kubakona ingqinamba because of some of the maybe activities is about involved with while in the name of fun. While having fun. Exactly, you are speaking about that namhlanje is sexually transmitted infections. Maybe let's start there. Masikhuluma ngama sexually transmitted infections, what are we exactly speaking about and how are they different from ama STDs?
Okay, siyabonga. Ama sexually transmitted infections. Yes. Are the infections that are transmitted solely sexually.
Okay.
That is why it's called sexually transmitted. They were called previously sexually transmitted diseases because they were just picking one disease or infection at the particular time. Mm. So now there is syndromic management. In other words, we combine all the diseases with different, I mean, sorry, with the same or similar symptoms. So, for example, this VDS, which is vaginally, okay, let's say MUS, it's male urethral syndrome.
Okay.
So that it presents at a, with a certain symptoms. So that is how they are grouped. So sexually transmitted infections, it's infections that are grouped because they've been transmitted or one acquired them sexually.
Definitely. No, I'm going to allow you, Sister Mazibuko, to go through.
Expect a person to know what type of the infection that I have. What is important is that if you see any change or you feel any change, go to your health center and get checked. Okay. So it is important that you get checked. And just to take care of yourself. If you take care enough of yourself, you'll notice the changes very early. Okay. I've talked about the HPV.
Yes.
Why are we worried about HPV in South Africa? I've said it can cause cancer. And there is a way, it's not all gloom. There is a way that you can prevent it. One. One is abstinence.
Yeah.
Because okay, if you did not have any sexual intercourse, then you won't be having it.
Yeah.
Two, it's the vaccine. There is a vaccine that is given to female children.
Okay.
Usually at the age of grade four, five, it's given for free at the schools by the school health nurses. The reason is, or the thought behind that, is that they have not been exposed sexually.
Yes.
So they haven't had the exposure to that virus. Therefore, they are given the vaccination to prevent them from suffering from the effects of that virus. Okay. That does not say that if you are older than that and you don't have the HPV, then you cannot get the vaccine.
Okay.
It's available with the private GPs. Just that it's a bit pricey.
Okay.
But it is available.
So you can always take it at age maybe older than 9 years old as a female.
Yes, you can. But at the schools it's provided at that age.
Okay.
But as I say, it does not prevent you from acquiring it, but then you have to do it privately because it's not available at schools at that age. For example, it's not available at high schools. It's at a primary school level.
Okay.
Okay. And then how? What are you looking for to say I do have or I don't have? The signs, just the common signs. With the genital warts, you can see the small growths that can be found I said it can be anywhere in your body, but the genital ones, they'd be in your genital area. They're not painful. It just grows like a small bump, and it grows. Sometimes they get clustered.
Yes.
So it's just that. And then the pubic lice, they're quite small, but they're visible with the naked eye.
Okay.
Some could be just blackish, crawling creatures, very small. And you can have the needs.
Whoa. On that very same area.
Yes.
Pubic area.
And it's finally a chamsela makanda pelos at Kubek is a line. Every living organism fights for survival.
Yeah.
So you at the roots of your hair, you'll find them maybe cluster. They're like powdery stuff. Usually they eliminate the waste. And you'll find that. Or just small whitish eggs.
Okay.
And it's not easy to just take them off. They stick.
Okay.
Okay. So that needs treatment. Okay. At the clinic, they will inform you how they will treat it and what you need to do to eliminate them. And then there could be herpes simplex. Usually, as I said, we're talking about the STI, so I'm going to concentrate mostly on the genital area.
Yes.
They can be small blisters. We have a cold ulcer.
Yes.
Emlonyen.
Yes, yes.
Something
yes.
similar to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, in that area?
In the genital area. Okay. So it affects both males and females. Okay. And then with gonorrhea, one, there can be painful urination. Maybe the burning when you pass urine. And then you can see the change in your, the frequency in you wanting to run to the loo. Sometimes it will go on maybe a day after. You will see something coming out of or draining out of your penis. Okay. And then with chlamydia, it also cause, it can cause the what you call a pelvic inflammation, especially to females. When they'll continue.
Yes.
Actually, it's not the real thing. Usually, it's the tube, the fallopian tubes.
Oh, yes.
Because of the infection, that's how it has gone up and encroached those areas. And if it has gone there, the possibility is it affects the fallopian tubes. That's where more often than not, you get ectopic pregnancies because they've been damaged in the tubes. Okay, with chlamydia as well, it causes sometimes there'd be lower abdominal pain, for example, at the bottom of your tummy. You'll be feeling pain there. Okay, sometimes there'll be itchy eyes, sore throats, swollen neck glands, I'm a glands basically.
Yes.
And it's a corner like my groins.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And then sometimes it could be warmth or swelling. If it complicates,
so this is all the symptoms of an STI. Wow.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Even joint pains, because it spreads if it's left untreated for a longer time.
That was actually my question, also one of my questions here. What happens if an STI is left untreated? In your body, is this any reaction?
There are adverse effects that can come out of that. One, for example, with the males, if it gets complicated, it can affect your heart. It can lead to infertility. It can lead to pregnancies in females because of the scarring of the inner part of the tubes.
Yes.
I say with that pelvic pain. So it can cause, and it can complicate it can cause complication in your pregnancy as well. One, may not be able to fall pregnant. If you fall pregnant, ectopic pregnancies. If you sometimes premature death, if it did not have that ectopic pregnancy, can lead to premature death, birth. It can lead to stillbirths. It can lead to low birth weight. Full term, but yes. Iwitak is less than 2.5 kgs. Mm. It can lead to fetal abnormalities. The child will be born blind, for example, with syphilis as well.
Those are some of the effects.
Yeah,
when mhlambe ukade une STI kanti probably you are pregnant.
Yes.
Unfortunately. In case you are joining us, we're speaking with Sister Mazibu. We've got 25 minutes to 10. We're speaking about STIs this morning, which is by driving campaign lapana a clinic. And yesterday it was PrEP. It was contraceptives. I got the school mangao. Today we are focusing on STIs. Yes, Sister Mazibu.
Okay. And then... okay, let me not just go to each and every one of them.
Yes,
but in summary, it's quite a lot. We can have the whole, we can take the whole day here.
Yes.
In summary, if you experience anything that is abnormal, or if your partner has been treated for STIs, usually from the clinics they will give you what you call a contact card.
Okay.
That card, it's written what were you you're being treated for at that particular clinic. Then you give that contact card to your partner or partners, depending if you have a pass or
there's a possibility, it's not just one partner.
Yes.
And it's partners, and risk is high when it's different partners. Mm.
In fact, that is why when you talk about HIV, we say 1 + 1 is not equal to 2.
Okay.
1 + 1 can be equal to 100 or 50. Depending on how big your pass is.
Yes. You might laugh about it, but it's the reality. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So you need to take that cut, go to your nearest clinic, get treated, even if you don't feel or see anything. Mm. Because your partner has been diagnosed with STI, you also need to be treated. For example, if your partner has been treated, it's fine, well and good. You get treated, and you've got somebody on the side. Mm. That person also needs to be treated.
Mm.
Because if we treat you, we treat the partner, and that partner who was not, the partner of a partner that was not treated, is going to come back and infect the partner. The partner is going to infect you.
Mm.
So, we are both city say a treater, slingisi nje cha
khumsilawa ingawufi. Yeah, definitely.
So, we need to cover everyone.
Yeah. So, what is the best way to prevent STI?
Abstinence.
Okay.
that's 100% way of preventing it.
Definitely, there's no way that you can ever get STI.
You cannot get STI when you're not sexually active.
When Maria.
Of note, there are people who say they're not sexually active, yet they have interfemoral sex. Basoma. And Uksoma, you can kulelwa Usoma. You can get STIs, Soma. So it helps you know where. Uma ngabe kuthi even if a Soma, would say what's the best way of preventing? I said it's abstinence.
Yes.
Next to it, it's condom use.
Okay.
Even if we are Soma, please use condoms. And there's this myth, I don't know where it came from, but they say if you sleep with a girl for the first time, you can't use condom. Because it's impossible to break the hymen with the condom. Mm. I don't know where it came from.
That's a myth.
It is.
Mm.
And that opens you up to getting infections. Because let's say, you are the girl. This is your first guy. He's not using condom. Mm. Who else has he slept with?
Eesh.
Maybe he's also a virgin, but he was born with HIV. He was born of a mother who had syphilis.
Mm.
Maybe it was not even treated during pregnancy. So that syphilis, which he does not even know about, is transferring to this girl.
Yeah, and you get exposed to guyana yonke leyonto le.
So the best thing, abstain. If you're not abstaining, condom all the way. And condom use, it's not just sometimes. It's 100% of your sexual exposure time. Mm. If ulalega 100, isebenzeka 100. If ulalega 100, isebenzeka 99. Lawyer one makes it null and void.
Mm. Let's speak about just one last question, maybe two last questions before I let you go, Sister Mazibuko. There's quite a lot that you can share also, but also on our side, because of time, we are about to wrap up. Let's speak about oral sex, because a lot of people would say, I'm avoiding STIs, by not engaging sexually, but maybe I can, you know, opt for oral sex.
If he's going to use condom, it's fine. But if there's no condom, the exposure is as bad as the with the genitals.
Mm.
In fact, we've had people with gonorrhea on the throat.
Mm.
We've seen those cases. And there's been cases, recorded ones, of people getting cancer, HPV, there. Yes.
Whoa.
Because they were using oral sex without using a condom.
A condom.
Some use the back passage.
Mm.
One, with the aim of preserving virginity, but they are sexually active using the back passage.
Yeah.
And it poses even greater dangers with HPV, with HIV, with every other thing.
Yo. I know, it's a lot. It's a lot.
So the best thing, abstain. If you're not abstaining, use condom. Contracept as well, because not just STIs only.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are riding on that.
Definitely.
Contracept, vaccinate the girl child. So vaccinate and attend to your clinic. Okay, the clinic is not there just for you to go because you're sick. Just for examination.
Yes. Yeah. And how can students overcome the fear or embarrassment? Because some of them would say, "Ish, but on our system has been well, papa zong jaja. Masengi clinic singi gimnale kanga mshamba me first year or second year. Uzo fika tinjelo mama. How? Dana mungale kanga. How can I overcome that fear of going to the campus health clinic?
Siyakhuluma as jajani.
Yes. Kunjalo nje. Definitely.
And we are in the closed space, consultation room, it's just the nurse and you.
Mm.
So, and it's very much important to talk about everything and anything that bothers you. Ungafikuthi kubhlungu eqakaleni inkingi sekhanda. Because angithi unesa akwazi ukubula. Uzosithatha from where lokho kushoyo. So we need to attend to the problems timely and correctly.
Sister Mazibuko, because of time, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. Maybe if there's anything you might have wanted to add before I let you go.
The information is out there, guys.
Mm.
The clinic is there to get information. The ball is in your hands. It's up to you how you play it.
And let us use the clinic as a yes. to provide the way MUT.
Yes. And there is the First Thing First campaign that's coming up. Please use it.
Definitely. Sizoyizwa, it's from next week, ne?
Yes.
Definitely. Sister Mazibuko joining us in the studio in Namhlanje to speak a very interestingly about ama STIs. And I'm learning a lot myself about ama sexually transmitted infections. Isn't there being a to even think that you must even use a condom even if you are doing, you know, or sexually orally in a way. So that's, those are some of the things that we are not educated about, or maybe we are not seeking knowledge, Tina. Maybe I can put the blame on us as young people sometimes. But okay, if you want to hear more about that and more about sexually transmitted infections, you can just go and your Gwenzwanjama examinations and advice from Abanda Bafana Nabo Sister Mazibuko from the Campus Health Clinic as a student. But thank you so much for joining us, sisters. Almost said Sister Stole. We usually have Sister Sitole, Sister Mazibuko on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Let's go.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.